What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
5:30 Wednesday evening, Broads in for the afternoon show. 215-592-9494. That's the phone number. Sixers basketball. When will I see Sixers basketball again? Real Sixers basketball. Legitimate Sixers basketball. It's so sad. I remember the days, as we were talking about before break. If a game was at 8, I'd wake up on a... Let's picture this. It's a Tuesday. Okay? It's a Tuesday. Spring. Starting to get nice out. You're in shorts. Some would say it's a perfect day drinking type of day. That weather. You know what I mean? That nice weather day in the springtime. You go in bean jersey, nothing underneath. You go shorts. And you wake up and you go, it's game day, baby. It's game day. You got Drake. You got Lil Baby going. You know what I'm saying? You got Jay-Z going. You got Kanye in his prime going.
Nothing more reckless than a dude in a no undershirt and B jersey.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You got Lil Wayne, right? You're going back to datpiff.com, if you even remember that. Going back to the mixtapes.
LimeWire.
Lil Wayne. Yeah, the LimeWire life was real. But you got to go to datpiff.com to get some of those mixtapes. But, dude, you're thinking about it all day long. And you're picturing Embiid putting his hand up, waiting for a pass as he has it at the elbow. He does a couple jab steps right at the free throw line. Nothing but net. And he's doing a little backwards trot.
Backwards trot.
Back on defense.
Throwing a three up.
Dude.
Little pump up with the can you hear me?
Come on.
The two hands up. I don't even know what you call this.
Yeah, the other team.
Raise the roof.
The Sixers
or
are on a 15-2 run. And it's like, timeout, Hornets.
Dude,
I don't know
remember?
Why the Hornets would be in there, but. And then the whole place run. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, remember the graphic will pop up? Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, 17-0 against Knicks in career.
Yeah, well,
never
now,
lost.
Whoa.
What a time that was,
wow.
Huh? Seems like 17 years ago.
And now?
I just found it. I remembered we didn't do Creed.
Back
were
to
we supposed to do
no,
Creed?
I don't do Creed. I'm anti. No. I'm anti-Creed.
I'm not 6 feet down.
I'm anti.
I'm 6 feet above.
I'm anti-Creed.
At all times.
Well, listen, you're on thin ice over there with Mr. I'm not doing top 5 at 5, so... So
yeah.
Now you technically you screwed up Creed too. So you didn't want to do 5 at 5, and you screwed up Creed. Even though I'm glad you screwed up Creed.
Just
saying, rough
5 o'clock.
Rough 5 o'clock hour.
Switch it up a little
rough
bit.
Rough 5 o'clock.
Give the people
hour
something different.
Well, I'll tell you what makes me happy: Benari Jewelers. Okay, now we're not doing a text line, but if we did, that would be brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Only at BenariJewelers.com. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Matt. You're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
I'm crying out, heaven save me.
Because I'm down one last breath.
Oh, no.
Will you let me say?
All right, anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, please. Wrap that nonsense.
First of all, I wanted to say you guys look great on YouTube.
Oh, thank you.
Look amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look awesome.
So here's what I'm going to say. Embiid, thief. George, thief. What I don't understand about NBA basketball is that there are guys riding the bench that are making more in a year than I'm going to make in a lifetime. That bothers me a little bit. These guys have made the NBA game so ugly. I don't want to see big men playing the game. They look like giraffes out there loping up and down the court. It's unathletic. It's ugly. I want to see athletes out there. Joel Embiid has no business being on the court, as far as I'm concerned. Retire. His game is ugly. I'm tired of it. And here's the other thing with these guys. They want superhuman amounts of money to play the game, and yet I'm supposed to be understanding. Oh, my knee hurts. Hey, the guy who's making $40K a year, when his knee hurts, he has to go to work. If you're making $300 million, your knee hurts, you better go to work. Don't tell me you're a superhuman and need all this money and then be a baby because your knee hurts. And if your knee hurts that bad, then retire. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I haven't watched the Sixers since Iverson, and I haven't watched the Flyers since Big E was on the ice.
But what's wrong with the Flyers? They're out there battling.
Well, no, I actually respect the Flyers. I'm pretty stoked for the Flyers. I mean, like I said,
of attitude in like 0.2 seconds there.
Me and my wife were huge hockey fans back when E was there. When Scott Stevens took E out, that was
I know.
Tragedy.
I know. I think about it every night, unfortunately.
We're still waiting for that. But no, listen, The Sixers are just, it's done, man. It's done. Like, I'm tired. Like, call me in 10 years. Call me in 10 years.
See, so, and this is where, like, I don't agree with some of the stuff you're saying about the Embiid knee and thing, but whatever. Just the idea of call me in 10 years, I guess, and it's kind of perfect you brought that up because, dude, trust me, I get it, and I totally see where you're coming from, that wake me up when you're relevant and this and that, but I have a tough time because they will take 10 years. So do I actually allow for them to wake me up in 10 years, or do I try and push them so hard and back them into a corner where it only takes 3 because I'm right here ready to punch them in their face if they don't figure it out? You know what I mean?
I mean, that's fine, but you're talking about the types of money numbers that are untradeable. They're untradeable.
I know. It does feel that way.
They have given these guys have hands.
Yeah, but to be fair, a lot of the other teams do have bad contracts of not the same value, but because everyone gets paid so much, to your point, when you have to make the contracts match, there are other people making ridiculous, absurd amount of money where you can, in theory, try and make the money work.
Sure, but I mean, like, what are we trading trash for trash?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to get anything good. Look, the NBA is suffering from just you're overpaying too many guys. Plain and simple, the league needs to almost take a year off, readdress all these contracts because they're overpaying.
Well, the player
100 guys are overpaid. In the NBA.
Sure, and Matt, thank you for the call. I want to say this off the rip. I don't agree. To me, it sounds like Matt doesn't like the NBA. I'm not telling you I love the NBA right now, currently, but I don't agree with the you got to man up if you have a knee problem. There's someone making $40K a year that has a knee problem. There's just a difference when you're playing professional sports, all right? Joel Embiid having chronic knee surgeries at 7'2" year after year after year does not relate to the the guy that works that has a – it doesn't relate.
7 feet guys hate to see him coming.
Yeah. It's not the same. So, but –
good call, though.
The frustration I feel is there. I get that part of it. It'll wake me up when they're relevant. It's just hard for me. It's almost a perfect description of how we came up with the show today.
Right.
It's hard for me to do that because they will take forever.
That's the thing.
And I don't want to wait forever.
Same with the Phillies. It's like, dude, you gotta watch the season. It's not wake me up when the playoffs come. Because, like, listen, we know what happens in the playoffs when they don't do anything. That's why we're trying to push you guys into making something happen at the deadline. Like, we need the Sixers. We need you guys to get something here because we know that it will literally take 10 years if there's not pressure that's put onto their shoulders. Because everything's not fine. As much as they want to make it seem like that and tell everyone, oh, it's fine. Like, we have a plan. It's not fine. It's fine to you guys, but not to anybody else.
And I also believe the money thing that's getting out of hand isn't an NBA problem. It's a sports problem. Juan Soto just got $800 million. And the NHL world, I know it's nowhere even close to what NBA and what MLB is touching, but there are guys who are now starting to get the $12 million a year, a $14 million a year, a $13 million a year, and in the NHL ranks, that is large for them. Because, for example, Sidney Crosby, who was the greatest for a long, long time, he was getting 8.7, and that was such a big deal of Sidney Crosby, 8.7. I mean, now guys...
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Now, oh, yeah. 8.7
for Sidney Crosby?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought that dude was making $50 million a year.
$50 million? Yeah, right.
Sidney Crosby, he must... I mean, he must sell 25% of the NHL's profit in the last 10 years probably came from Sidney Crosby.
So he signed his big deal because he signed an extension. It was a 12-year, 8.7 mil a year deal. So it was 12 years, 8.7 mil a year from 2013 to 2025. And that was what he got paid. And nowadays, Mitch Marner is signing with the Vegas Golden Knights, and he got, what was his final? He got 8 years, 96, 12 million AAV for Mitch Marner. And in the NHL world, 12 mil, that's a lot of money compared to what it was. All right, let's go to John in Center City. What's up, John?
What's up, bros? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yo, man, I was telling your boy, Streeter there, you got to stop stressing yourself. Man.
I know, it's a problem.
We don't know anything. Okay? We don't know good. We don't know bad.
Uh-oh.
Now, let's clarify one small thing what you said. You've been moaning it all day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Surgery. What it was an arthroscopic surgery. Well, they put little buttonholes in his knee. They don't cut it. A knife does not touch it. It's one of the most minimally invasive types of surgery that you could possibly do.
But it is surgery.
It is technical.
It's surgery.
He's not put under. He's not going to be, in the hospital for a week healing up or whatever like that. Training camp, he said, yes, evaluate him at training camp. Well, training camp's still two months away. So what happens if he shows up at training camp and evaluates it and says, hey, you're good, dude.
Then I'm happy. Then we'll do a show about how happy I am about Paul George.
I'm just saying, I try to put a little bit of positive spin on
sure.
it because we don't know. We just don't know.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, John.
I will say this.
Go ahead.
They are all communicating now.
I had a little weird background noise there, and then he just dropped.
Couldn't hear him at all.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened. Damn.
No, but he was his optimism made me a little happy when he called in. So I'm sure he'll give us a call back another time later.
He was trying to spin it positive that maybe part of... Listen.
That's a small
If he's right... I know it wasn't the most severe surgery, but for Paul George last year to have all the injuries that he had...
His third one.
And for us to now start the off season with him trying to work out, him trying to go to the gym and do whatever he's doing.
You can't plan for anything.
It's
you don't know. You don't know who's going to be there. And they on the phone here. Yeah, he's calling back on him. But He played a career high in games the season before we got him, and he's had three injuries since he's been here.
I can't deal with that anymore. I can't deal with that anymore. But if there is a world where he returns and he's there for training camp and they are spectacular and he can average more than 16 points, but he averaged 16 points per game last year, he should be living in the mid-20s, especially in a year without Joel Embiid. There's more opportunities. There's more shot attempts. And he was already going to get a lot of shot attempts, but there's even more on the table for him without it. So I would love for Paul George to step in at training camp and be sensational, and then all this is for nothing, and then they end up being great. I mean,
that's the best.
I just want them to be great. That's the moral best of the story of the show. All right, let's go back to John. All right, John, what's happening?
I'm sorry about that.
That's all good.
I should put you on mute. I'm on the subway, so I didn't want to make noise.
No, all good.
So listen, yeah, so again, we don't know. Now, here's one thing I can be extra critical of this organization. They communicate horribly.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give you anything. They don't think this fan base deserves to know anything. I don't really think they tell Nick Nurse the story about what's going on. You have all the interviews. I'll know when you know. You know what I mean? So they need to communicate better, that's for sure. Right.
Yes, 1,000%. I agree with that.
So until we know something, we don't know anything, right? So I would just say, let's try to be positive. Let's just wait until we know something, because we don't know. Like you said, he could be ready, and then we'll take it from there. We're ready to go. You know?
Do you believe Joel Embiid can be healthy enough to help us get to the promised land?
Here's what I'll say to you: Joel Embiid is still a talented guy. You could go with a 70% Joel, and he could still get us there with the other parts that we put around. Now, I would still need 70-80% of Paul George, and then you need McCain to stay healthy, and you need, you know, Maxey to continue to grow. And by the way, so you guys know, Maxey's not ready to be a number one yet.
No, I don't think he ever will be. I like Maxey a lot, but I don't think he's a number one on a championship-caliber team.
Correct. And no one's going to take these contracts. So let's just live with it. You know what I mean? We're playing in that. And then when we know something more about what they're doing, then we just start bitching. I'm sorry. So you start complaining.
I got you. All right, John. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. So
Septa's working well.
Yes, you can hear that. And listen, you got to get to work. You got to get to work. I got you. I respect the grind.
Maxey is a number one.
No. I don't even think he's a number two.
No, I mean, listen, the love that I have for Maxey, it's so great, but it's tough because it's where does he fit right now with all these missing pieces, with all this turnover, with all this who's going to be playing?
Like, I actually feel better about Maxey now than I did before because I always thought the timelines were out of touch. You had Embiid's timeline, you had the Ben Simmons thing, you had Maxey's timeline, and the Ben and Joel was supposed to align. It didn't. But the Maxey, he was a few steps behind, and he was trying to play catch up. And to his credit, he did a remarkable job of putting everything on the line and showing such great development year in and year out. But it never really aligned with Joel Embiid. Now I'm seeing the next wave of Sixers basketball being aligned more with Maxey, with Maxey, McCain, and VJ. It's just Maxey can't be the best. Unless... I was always tied into thinking NBA superstars win championships. The Pacers didn't win a championship. Tyrese Halliburton, see, it depends on how you personally label superstar. LeBron, superstar. Kobe, superstar. Superstar. Tyrese Halliburton's not a superstar. All right. Now, I don't know what SGA is. But
he's an MVP now. He's a superstar. He's going to be a superstar.
But see, he's not LeBron.
He's not what?
Well, you know what I'm saying? No, I don't think Maxey's as good as SGA. So to put it in perspective there, but I'm saying I don't know if you need Kobe, LeBron, and Steph Curry to win a championship anymore the way I used to think you needed that or else you didn't have a chance. Now, Halliburton lost. And they did not win a championship. I would take that in the aneroid compared to what the hell we're dealing with now, obviously. But I wonder, is there something to that way of thinking that I don't need to sell my soul for the superstar 100%. Thing, yes. And you can build with Maxi, McCain, and VJ, and that work.
Dude, three-headed, the whole let's make a super team, that is what kills teams now. You see it with the Bucks. You see it with the teams that are competing, OKC, Indiana, even the teams that kind of lasted longer, Denver and stuff like that. They're not three-headed monsters. These guys have depth, and that's they outlast teams. And the quicker of a pace that you can play in the playoffs now, It's not that old-fashioned Kobe, Shaq, half-court basketball. These Indiana and OKC were
sprinting back and forth
for four quarters the entirety of the series. We have no one that can compete with that can keep up with that. The depth that they have on their benches, that's what made them so good because, God, it's just one after the other after the other. The big three, the three stars, and then a bunch of bums and a guy who sits in the corner to take threes. Mike Miller. That stuff's done, man. That just slows you down. And then when the younger guys like SGA and them get the ball, they're running laps around you guys because you're some guys can't get back in, down the court in time. I'm not naming any names, but you need depth. You need speed and you need youth and you need to be able to compete with anybody.
And that makes me feel better about the Maxi timeline compared to where it was when we were trying to build through the Harden and Embiid stuff. So maybe there is a silver lining there, but it's how do we get out of the Embiid stuff? How do we get out of the Paul George? We can't wait because if we wait, I'm going to be 75. I mean, seriously. I can't wait that long.
Talk about how old the kids will be then.
No, I know. Well, if I'm 75, they'll be 40.
Dude, what if they get? What if
45?
They get? What if they get like 3 Sixers championships in like their first 30 years?
Then I would
years.
Be proud because that means I got
crazy.
3.
Oh yeah,
that means I got 3.
It'll be great for them. They won't know about this, will they?
Well, there's a chance they will
if they wait 10 years.
There's a chance they will, and that's
damn
unfortunate
right.
for them too. All right, listen, Alex, call on the ones and twos. Thank you so much for producing today's fine program. I want to thank all the callers. I had a lot of fun today. I was just so mad about the Sixers after hearing about the Paul George stuff. I just needed to pour all my emotions out for 4 hours, and I greatly appreciate you listening to my venting session. I will be back tomorrow, same time. So I will be back filling in for the afternoon show tomorrow. I believe Devin Caney will be with me tomorrow, so we will have you covered. And on Friday, just so you don't forget, I will be at Chickies and Pete's for the afternoon show with Al Morgani. So a little double dip on the orange and black. Let's go Flyers!
Woo!
Actually, what did the one caller say? I was off with my cadence.
Yeah, you got to slow it down. Let's go Flyers.
But it was, let's go Flyers. I don't know. I'd have to go back to the tape and listen. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. I've talked enough today. All right. Coming up next is going to be the one and only Rob Ellis. A little Ellis in the evening. You're not going to want to miss 1 second of that fine program. For me, it's Broads. I'm out of here. And it is the WIP Afternoon Show.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians,
make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.